Heavenly Father, as we celebrate this fifth week of Easter, you remind us that we are to be in deep union with you through your Son and to be fruitful Christians, fruitful followers for him. So we ask you to always keep our hearts humble and contrite and prunable, that we allow ourselves to be corrected by the Holy Spirit so that we can do a better job of bearing witness to you by the way we live our lives. And we just pray for any of our brothers and sisters who are struggling in their faith or just feeling overwhelmed by the challenges in their life right now, that we would always reach out to encourage them and pray for them. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So the title of this brief homily, because I think we had a little miscommunication. I thought we were going to have a witness speaker tonight for the annual Catholic appeal, and that wasn't going to be me. So I kind of just prepared a brief homily for you, but I can expand a little bit. I won't keep you too long, but it's about being more fruitful. So the first thing that we hear in that beautiful reading from John is that, you know, Jesus is inviting us into a deep and personal relationship with him so that we can be fruitful. And apart from him, we can do nothing. So I think that's an invitation for us to really deepen our prayer life and spend time with him so he can minister to us, so we have something to offer the people around us. You know, yesterday afternoon, I was hearing confessions at Kennedy High School. And I was a little worried because there were about 100 kids there. It was a senior search retreat, and there were two priests. So do the math, that's like 50 teenagers apiece if they all went. Well, it turns out I heard five confessions, and the other priest heard like five, six confessions, and that was it. So I think, you know, that's just a sign that, you know, we're not passing the faith on to the young people. And there's a number of reasons for that, and I'm not here to blame anyone, but just to say that's sad, so please pray for our young people. And even the nature of the confessions, I mean, life is different now. When I was a senior in high school, I was really looking forward to college. I was very much interested at that point in, you know, the possibility of becoming a priest, and I had a sense of direction in my life, and a lot of them don't. And with the COVID thing too, it's been even extra hard for them because they've been so isolated, not able to socialize and be in class together. So it's just been really tough. So last night we had a mass about 8 o'clock, and I just prayed for them and acknowledged that, but also reminded them that the Lord loves you and he has a marvelous plan for your life. So don't seek something else. Seek that and you're going to find true happiness and joy, and you'll be a fruitful Christian. The second thing, and this is an obstacle to being fruitful, is we can't be satisfied with mediocrity. And I think to a great extent we've kind of created a system where it's just easy and we make very little sacrifices sometimes, you know, and it's very convenient. We have a church every 2 miles or so, and you can figure out what time you want to go. And in some countries they can't even go to Mass publicly because of religious persecution. And those people tend to value their faith a little bit more than we do because they know what's on the line and what's at stake. And I think Christianity is in decline all over the world because people are not living in that union with Jesus, and the Catholic in name, but not really in their heart and in the way they're living their lives. St. Paul warns us, I remember reading this in 2 Timothy 3, about the danger of the last days. That's the subtitle of that particular part of that letter. And he says, you know, in the last days, people will be blah, blah, he gets on a soapbox, irreligious, disrespectful to their parents, and on and on and on, as they hold a pretense to our faith, but deny its real power. And then he says, avoid them. Well, you can't do that when you're a parish priest. Just kidding. I'm joking, obviously. Or if you're a chaplain at a Catholic high school. Obviously, there are a lot of people that are kind of just Catholic in name, and you know, the challenge for me is to make sure you're still trying to be positive and win them over and not just get negative and cynical, because it's so disappointing to see such the lack of zeal and participation. So I've been saying that prayer a lot lately. Lord, help me to be helpful to the people I encounter today. I don't want to do anything to put an obstacle in their path. I don't want to be one of those old grouchy priests that I've heard so much about in the past. You know, help me to pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and to do something helpful. And I really felt that yesterday, because even the people that came to me for confession, I did the rite like you're supposed to. But then at the end, I said, I just want to take some time and pray with you. I want to pray over you for God's blessing and any oppressive forces that are in your life right now, any brokenness in your family. We're just going to pray right now in the power of the Holy Spirit for God to set you free, and that you really believe that he has a destiny and a plan for your life, because you seem really scared and just really not in a good place. So let's just pray and have some faith that Jesus can make all things new. Amen? So all of us can do that. I mean, that's something that I learned when I was in the charismatic prayer group in college. But you don't have to be a priest to pray with people. And like I said this before, it's like riding a bike. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. And it just becomes kind of part of you. It's like, I have the power and authority to remind people that God has a plan and destiny for their life. And so many people are being lied to by the enemy. He's a liar and a murderer from all time, Satan. And just telling people too that you're stuck, you made mistakes in your past, you can never be free from that. And I heard that yesterday too. So we want to make sure that we're operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're just a few weeks out, I think 3 weeks, I'm never good at math, but I think Pentecost is around 3 or 4 weeks away. So we should be studying the Acts of the Apostles, and we are on our Sunday readings, but getting more and more excited and praying for that new Pentecost to just come down and bless our church and set us on fire. And then the last thing is that I just want to remind you that we do have authority in the name of Jesus. And I say the prayer to take authority every single day. I've done that for the last 30 years. It's on my website, but in the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority and I bind all powers and forces. And it's kind of a lengthy prayer, but it draws upon Our Lady. And you see her over in the corner there because it's May and we honor her in a special way during the month of May. St. Michael the Archangel, all of our guardian angels. It's a really powerful prayer that a priest gave this to us in the prayer group years ago. And I if you come to my office, I'll give you a copy of that prayer. I have a color copy with the Sistine Chapel on the top. But I try to get people to say that because when you're fearful or you're just having a difficult day, don't forget you have authority in the name of Jesus. And you don't have to succumb to the wiles of the enemy trying to drag us down and make us even more fearful. It's like, no, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to put on the mind of Christ and do something positive, and I'm not going to just let my mind wander or just, you know, tune into things that are negative and harmful to the human condition. So we have to be careful that we're not just taking in stuff that's from the enemy, that we're reading God's Word, getting immersed in God's Word, and really focusing on good spiritual devotionals and spiritual writings and so forth that help encourage us and to be more fruitful. So, Lord, we thank You that You called us to be part of the vine and the branches. You are the vine, we are the branches, and we want to be fruitful for You, so help us to overcome fear, to trust in You more, to spend more time one-on-one with You in prayer, to allow You to speak and minister to our hearts so that we have something beautiful to give our very confused and broken world. And in a special way, during this month of May, we just thank You for our Blessed Mother, for her beautiful example, for her prayers, for all that she is doing for us to help us stay close to You and stay in the path of salvation. And we ask all these things through Christ our Lord. Amen.